This is Shir 43 in our series on Avodas HaBitochen. In our previous Shir, we established the resolution of Rav Chaim Kanievsky regarding the geography of labor. He explained that Shevet Zvulun operated under a highly unique divinely ordained mandate, where it was their explicit Avodah and Tafkid to secure their parnasa by traveling great distances. However, for ordinary individuals who do not fall into that specialized category, packing up one's bags to travel far away out of financial anxiety is characterized as a direct deficiency in their bitachon. To map out the limits of this rule, we must confront an important Gemara in Baba Kama 60b Samach Amud Beis that seems to command geographic displacement. Ro'av be'ir pazer raglecho. If there's a famine in your city, scatter your feet, meaning you are mandated to travel a distance to secure food. Chazal trace this law directly to the historical blueprint of Avram Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayehi rov ba'aretz, vayered Avram in Mitzrayim logir sham. There was a famine in the land, and Avram went down to Mitzrayim to sojourn there. The Sefer Torah HaMincha, Part 1, page 42, written by a premier disciple of the Rajbo, raises a sharp challenge on this narrative. How could Avram Avinu, who was fully aware of the immense Kedusha, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, and saw the clear benefit of remaining rooted there, choose to abandon the land during a famine? He answers that a famine triggers a supreme category of pekuach nefesh, preservation of life. The Torah dictates v'chai b'hem, which means v'lo yishyamis b'hem, means you shall live by it and you shall not die by them. Avram Avinu only went down to Mitzrayim when he saw that it was naturally impossible to physically sustain the survival of his family within the land. A completely separate parameter applies when an individual is not facing a crisis of survival, but is pursuing surplus wealth and commercial luxury. In Sefer Shalmei Toida on Masechta Sukkah, page 15, an extraordinary incident is preserved from the life of the Chafetz Chaim. A merchant approached the Chafetz Chaim for a bracha, a blessing, because he wanted to travel a far distance for business success. The Chafetz Chaim asked him, "Do you currently lack parnasa, a livelihood inside your local city?" The merchant responded, "Locally, I have enough to cleanly cover my basic necessities. However, I have verified that if I travel a far distance, I can achieve a vastly superior level of success and amass significant wealth." The Chafetz Chaim delivered a profound lesson based on the ritual mechanics of the Arba Minim, the four species on Sukkot, during Hallel and other times on Sukkot. When we recite the basic plea in Hallel, "Ano Hashem Hashiyano," please Hashem save us, we shake the lulav to all four directions of the universe alongside up and down. But when we say "Ano Hashem Aslichano," please Hashem grant us success, the lulav remains completely static and still. Why? Because for Yeshua, which we would define as survival and necessity, a person is expected to search in all directions and travel around the world. But for Hatzlacha, which would mean extra success beyond your basic needs, a person should stay firmly in his local place, daven for success, and completely refuse to travel to far-off distances. We must now confront the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, 75b, that seems to challenge the Chavos Avavos. The Gemara lists three categories of individuals. Shleisha Tzayakin Ve'ina Na'anin. Three people cry out in distress, and their prayers are not answered. This is referring to crying out to Beis Din, because they brought a self-inflicted problem upon themselves. One category is akoine odin la'asmai, one who intentionally acquires a master for himself. The Gemara uncovers an explicit interpretation. This refers to mishiyeshle mazal ra, ba'ir, zu, ve'eno hilech le'ir acheres. An individual who experiences a baseline bad mazal inside one city, yet refuses to move to a different city. This links to a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah 16b, that shinui mokim koyre gezar dina, changing one's location, tears a divine decree. Rabbeinu Chanan over there explains that it's called acquiring. It's called acquiring a master for yourself because you're willfully subjecting your soul to the local suffering of the city, refusing to allow a different angel, which an angel guards certain places, or allocation of mazel to reach you in a new location. This implies a person should move if necessary. Our leading authorities present two distinct lines of reconciliation for this paradox. Approach one, the Alter Mikelem and Rav Menashe Klein. The Alter Mikelem in Chachma U'Musar, page 113, dictates that this Gemara is discussing regular people who do not have a constant deep bitachon in Hashem. A true Baal bitachon never needs to move from his place. Hashem can save him immediately right where he sits. Rav Menashe Klein in Shari Mishnah Alachas Volume 10, 7, 34 notes that the very fact that a person feels, quote unquote, feels that they are suffering from bad mazel proves they are on a low madrega of bitachon, a low level. A true tzaddik would never view his state as bad mazel. He accepts everything b'ahava, with love, making the advice irrelevant to a master of bitachon. Approach 2. The Rajba in Shadows of Tshuva, Sarazar Simit 285, explicitly disagrees with Rav Menashe Klein, distinction, ruling that this Gemara is talking about a pristine tzaddik. The Rajba, though, confronts a sharp difficulty from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu 10:23. Yedati Hashem ki loyla adam darka loyla ish hoylech v'hochin es sa'adoyha. I know Hashem that a man's way is not his own. It is not in a man to direct his steps. If our steps are locked by Hashem, how can human relocation alter a decree? He uncovers two profound answers. Number one, the tool of kapara. Sometimes a hidden sin blocks a person's local channels and they require an atonement, a kapara. The physical exile and displacement of shinoi makom, or change of place, functions as a highly potent vehicle of kapara, structurally erasing the sin. Number two, the environment as the source. Sometimes it's the source of the tzara. In alternative scenarios, it is actual physical space and environment of that specific city that is actively causing troubles. By physically migrating, you remove your soul from the toxic domain. To further demonstrate the validity of travel, we look to explicit praise Chazal heap upon seafarers. The Gemara at the end of Kedushin 82a notes regarding people who travel on commercial ships, Roivim Chasidim Hain, the majority of them are pious Chasidim. Rashi explains that because they enter a constant domain of danger, their hearts are always scared, forcing them to daven out to Hashem with absolute purity, rendering them tzaddikim. In the Yalkut Shmoni, in Tehillim, the Medrash expounds the verse in Tehillim 65:6, Miftach kol katzve eretz v'yom rechoikim, confidence of all ends of the earth and the farthest of seas. The Yalkut says, v'shimcha heim betuchim, Yoitze derocha m'shimcha him betuchim, mefarsha yamim m'shimcha him betuchim, yoitze b'shar yoro v'yom rechoikim. In your name they are trusting, those who go out in trips trusting your name, those who set sail trusting your name, those who go out to the caravan in distant seas relying on your name. When an ordinary individual travels across the ocean for parnasa, even if it's strictly for extra wealth and profit, it still holds an elevated status of devar mitzvah, a meritorious deed. Let us trace the halachic sources for this definition. The law of Chalamoid. The Shulchan Aruch or Chaim 531:4 rules that an individual returning from overseas, Medina Sayyam, is permitted to shave on Chalamoid as long as he didn't go out the Tayel for a leisure sightseeing trip, but went for Parnasa. The Mishnah Berurah 531:14 writes that leaving Eretz Yisrael for Chutzlarts is only permitted for business, parnasa, or to see a friend, which is considered devar mitzvah. Number two, the law of Shabbos preparation. The Ramah, Aruch Chaim 248, rules that setting sail on a ship for an international commerce is a devar mitzvah. The Magen Avraham adds, Afilu yesh loy mezoinois v'hoylech l'aravocha, even if he already has sustenance and is going out exclusively for extra profits, it is a devar mitzvah. Number three, the law of daily prayer. The Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch Chaim 90:20 notes that a person should never start a journey before morning prayer if a local shul exists. Yet, we are not careful about this when traveling for business. Why? Because going out for parnasa is a direct fulfillment of a mitzvah to provide for one's wife and children, and a devar mitzvah is permitted before shachris. Okay, we have to reconcile what we learned with the Chavos Avavos and how we brought this as devar mitzvah. Resolution number, if traveling for parnasa is codified by our greatest legal codes as a holy devar mitzvah and explicitly sanctioned by the Gemara, we are forced back to our massive central paradox. Why did the ancient parish in the Chavos Avavos accept the idolatrous critique and abandon his journey? To untie this knot, we unfold two distinct resolutions. Number one, resolution number one, calibration of a personal trust. The first resolution tracks the internal spiritual capacity of the individual. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, which advocates moving when you experience bad mazel, is discussing someone who has not yet built a permanent, unwavering vessel of high-level bitachon inside their heart. However, the Chavetz Chaim is speaking strictly to a Baal bitachon HaSholem, to a master of perfect bitachon. A true master of bitachon would never suffer from bad mazel or financial lack in any specific city, because they know flawlessly that Hashem's real-time provision is immediate and certain anywhere. This matches the ultimate frequency of Hillel HaZaken in Bracha 60a, who checked his inner heart upon hearing a frantic outcry in the city and knew it was with absolute certainty, I am guaranteed that this tragedy is not inside my house. For an individual on this level, traveling far away out of subconscious fear of local scarcity is a direct blemish on their frequency. Resolution 2, the Yaivitz. The secondary profound resolution is unraveled by the Yaivitz, or Yaakov Emden, in his Sefer Migdal Oiz. The Yaivitz delivers a massive chiddush. The Parish in the Chavetz Chaim did fundamentally not accept the generic theological argument of the person performing idolatry. It is factual reality recorded throughout our scriptures that all the Avos, the Imois, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, the Nevi, and the Chassidim standardly travel from place to place seeking out sustenance and Hatzalah, salvation. Rather, the Parish turned his steps around and returned home for a completely separate reason. The moment he realized that the pursuit of Parnassah had forced him to enter an environment populated by wicked people and saturated with spiritual filth of Avodah Zarah, his conscience was violently awakened. He recognized that no volume of extra wealth could ever justify exposing his soul to such a toxic negative influence. He fled back to his home city exclusively to protect his spiritual integrity. Again, this is a very big chiddush to say that this is what the Chavetz Chaim meant. Have a wonderful evening.